This is a club for lovers of Sophia, cartographers of the noosphere, anthropologists of memeplexes, addicts of insight porn, and rebels full of youquakes. We are not idealists or realists, theists or atheists, modernists or postmodernists, liberals or conservatives, progressivists or reactionaries. We may be a mix of all of these things, but first and foremost, we are intellectual explorers. In today's episode, we will be exploring the idea of dirty reality. Now, I discovered this term when reading Byung-Chul Han's In the Swarm, Digital Prospects. Han is probably my favorite philosopher at the moment, and I'm trying to get my hands on all of his work that has been translated into English, which is not that much, as I believe he writes mainly in German. But if you're interested in checking out some of his stuff, go to MIT Press, and they have an Untimely Meditations series, and you can find some of his short books available there. Now, there's a chapter in The Swarm called Flight into the Image. And this is where Han briefly mentions the term dirty reality, which is essentially the disenchantment with reality due to the glamorization of the image of reality. To quote Han, "We flee into images in order to be better, more beautiful, and more alive." He goes on to say in another quote, "The digital medium is bringing about an iconic reversal that is making images seem more alive, more beautiful, and better than reality itself." This optimized reality that is being presented by the image makes everyday reality seem somewhat defective. Han references the Paris syndrome to illustrate this point. If you haven't heard about the Paris syndrome before, man, this is some pretty crazy stuff. It's a transient mental disorder that occurs when tourists are visiting Paris and they're shocked when the reality of Paris does not map over to their expectations. For some reason, Japanese tourists seem most susceptible to this, and the symptoms they show include dizziness, anxiety, hallucination, and derealization, which is the state of feeling that your external world seems unreal. This is obviously an extreme case, but I think we can see dirty reality in our relationship with social media as well. The Royal Society for Public Health released a report last year called The Status of the Mind, which examined social media's impact on young people today and their mental health and well-being. They looked at 14 issues, including anxiety, depression, loneliness, body image, and even FOMO, which is the fear of missing out. And they found that Instagram ranked the worst in terms of mental health and well-being. And what is Instagram? Of course, it's an image-based platform, which corroborates nicely with the dirty reality idea that Han is presenting. Later in the chapter, Han also gestures towards the addictive aspect of images. Another quote. When faced with reality, which strikes us as something imperfect, we run away into the realm of images. You can see how this might create a feedback loop where reality is dirtied by being presented with these unrealizable images. Then, when we're faced with reality, we turn away from it and run back into the image. I also think this relates to the negative aspect of imagination or fantasy. It's no surprise that Han also talks about narcissism and what he refers to as the narcissification of the self. I believe a similar process can happen internally in our minds. This relates to what Sam Bachman calls the grandiosity gap, which is the gap between reality and the narcissist's fantasy. The grandiosity gap is such a cool idea, I think it deserves a separate episode to unpack. Okay, that's it for today's episode. Until next time, keep exploring.